We're now joining the phone lines by Omar Ruiz of NFL Network to talk some what else, National Football League. And Omar now joins us on the phone lines, and we do appreciate the time as always. Craig Smoke, your boy Q, and Garrett Ross producing. And Omar, it's the offseason, so now it's countdown to draft. We got free agency and all the other things that will be going on, but there's some wild rumors already flying out in these early days. You got Dak and Brady talk here in the Dallas, you know, Texas area. We've got Jameis Winston getting LASIK and Matthew Stafford maybe getting traded. What's the craziest rumor you've heard to start off the offseason so far?
Well, the craziest rumor, I think, is for Cincinnati to trade the number one pick and for Cam Newton, and Charlotte, Carolina Panthers giving a whole bunch of King's Ransom type loot for that exchange. I think that's the craziest, but they are what you guys just described. It's just rumors at this point, but I think going into this offseason, what makes it even more fascinating and intriguing and interesting, and it'll be what we'll talk about all the way through training camp here, is just the number of big names. Not only do you have Tom Brady and Phillip Rivers and Cam Newton and guys who have been, you know, in Super Bowl champions in years past, but you have guys in the draft where you're already talking about a guy like Joe Burrow and Tua, guys who are number one pick type of discussions. And that's not even to mention the guys like Justin Herbert and Jordan Love, the type of quarterback who in the days and weeks and the months to come will only surge, as we always see quarterbacks do in the draft. So you're talking about maybe, you know, four or five type top 10 quarterback picks, in addition to those huge names in free agency. So in a very much quarterback-driven league, as much as any time as there's ever been here in 2020, certainly going to be a fascinating offseason.
And there's a lot of names, like Craig said, that are available or sound like they're going to be available once free agency opens, and maybe some available as far as trade goes. But realistically, Omar, what veteran quarterback do you think is going to be on the move outside of Phillip Rivers, who we know won't be back in L.A. next season?
Well, the veteran that would be on the move, I'm not sure, but I think what I am willing to say is that Tom Brady will stay in New England. I think for as much as there's been him active on social media and hints to him leaving and all the other clues that we've been hearing about out of New England, the fact that he's cleaned out, you know, some of his personal office space there in Foxborough and, you know, moving and selling his house. I just think when it's all said and done, Robert Kraft and Tom Brady will come to an agreement and he'll find his way to stay in New England. As far as guys, you know, obviously Phillip Rivers, they've already announced. I think we'll get a couple more names that will have been announced before we hit free agency here in the next few weeks. And I think a lot of it will emerge coming up in the combine here in a couple weeks.
Man, Omar, you're crushing the dreams of Cowboys fans out here. I tell you, this would you trade Dak Prescott for Tom Brady and Michael Irvin, you know, having some comments that kind of led to this all sort of exploding over the last few days. I mean, I look at it and I say there's absolutely no way in the world it would happen, but there seems to be like some people really getting involved in this Dak for Brady, you know, Brady maybe wants out of New England kind of conversation. I mean, how do you view that kind of talk, that scuttlebutt that's been going around these last couple of days? And what would you even think of the idea if there actually were some legs to it?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't mind it. I think that'd be fascinating to see what Tom Brady can do with that kind of roster town that I think we've all agreed the Cowboys have, at least offensively, and probably one more talented rosters that Brady's played with, at least in the New England Patriots version of the last 10 years or so. And then to see what Dak can do, you know, in New England with Bill Belichick coaching him and Josh McDaniels. And it would be a fascinating study. And I think we would find our answer in the question, is Brady or is Belichick more responsible for that dynasty? I think we'd solve that riddle. So I think for that instance, I would be a fan for it. Again, I don't think it'll get to that point, but, you know, pun very much intended here, where there's smoke, there's fire. And a guy like Tom Brady, all he has to do, like we saw with his movement on social media, is have one little conversation. And if someone like Michael Irvin gets wind of it, amplify it on the national scale, it's all it takes for it to become, a hot take floor. So I think more of that here as the offseason unfolds.
You mentioned Cam Newton a little earlier, talking about possibly being traded to Cincinnati, and who knows if that were to go through or not. But do you think that ultimately going into 2020, Cam Newton will be somewhere else besides Carolina?
I don't think so. I think Cam Newton could still be a very much dynamic quarterback. And I think there with Matt Rhule, I think you'd want to start by having an MVP candidate, MVP winner, as the leader of your franchise. And I think the big question for Cam, and I think David Tepper, the Panthers owner, said it yesterday, the question is about his health. And if he's healthy, I think he can still be that top caliber player. We saw what Andrew Luck did a couple years ago, coming back from that season-ending injury, and really what had been several years of compounding injuries to come back and lead the Colts to a turnaround season and get back into the playoffs. And I think the very same thing can happen for Cam Newton. Obviously, got hurt again, and overcoming those injuries was too much for him to take. But I think if Cam is healthy, find a way to protect him, and especially with Christian McCaffrey coming on as the MVP-type player himself, to take the load off of Cam, I think they keep him there in Carolina and give him one more shot at it.
Omar Ruiz, NFL Network, here with us on ESPN Central Texas. Matt Rhule's obviously made a lot of changes, and there's some changes that have been out of his control. Luke Kuechly deciding to retire, but a lot of the familiar faces outside of Cam are now, it appears, on their way out of Carolina. It's been well documented the type of power that Rhule's going to have and the finances that he'll have available to him as well. Just what have you made, sort of, and maybe people that you've talked to of the early days so far of Matt Rhule in Carolina and where this is going?
Well, nothing but positivity. I think a lot of people had optimism when David Tepper took over on the kind of franchise that he would run, very analytics driven and to be in sync with his head coach like that. And a coach that you mentioned is going to have a lot of power with, Marty Herney, no guarantee to what future he'll have as a general manager there. But what I took away from talking to people who are familiar with Matt Rhule is I worked the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl a few weeks ago at the Rose Bowl, one of the, lead up games into the draft season. And there were a few players there from Temple, guys who had been recruited by Matt Rhule when he was still there in Philadelphia. And the lovingly and glowing nature of how they spoke about Rhule some 7-8 years since they had first met them, when they were in high school, and the type of player and type of coach and leader that he is, I think seeing that now at the NFL level, and you guys obviously saw it firsthand there at Baylor, and I think that's the type of leadership that is transcendent, that can find its way into the NFL. Now, we'll have success on the field, we'll see, but as far as, the steps that he could be taking at this point,
hey, Omar, good stuff, man, as always. We do appreciate your time, and hope you have a great week. We'll talk again soon. Thanks so much.
All right, fellas, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot. There's Omar Ruiz of NFL Network.